My name is Christina Cusack.
Jared Cash.
Brooke Hardy.
Evan Johns. Julio Diaz.
And these are five of the close to 24 people who volunteer each year to work as moderators at Pensacon. They are local people from all backgrounds who just have a desire to work with interesting people in what can only be called a very unusual setting. Brooke Hardy, a member of the Improvable Cause improv troupe, has been involved since year one.
We were told that they needed people with acting experience or improv experience to be moderators for the very first year. And so me and a couple other members of Improvable Cause basically volunteered ourselves. It was before the audition process was involved. And I was a moderator for the first year and have been ever since.
My friend said, hey, why don't you do this? You like this stuff. Get involved. Every year I get to delve into someone completely new, a subject completely new. And I enjoy it. I mean, really, that's all there is to it.
I have felt very lucky to have some really fun panels. Everybody whose panel I've moderated has been just such a joy to meet and talk with.
I don't have an acting background or a public speaking background. I'm kind of an outgoing, happy, make a joke at everyone's expense, even my own kind of guy. And apparently that's what they were looking for.
I'm an old school nerd. I've been around this stuff all my life. I love this stuff.
After the first year of Pensacon, people wishing to become moderators had to audition and be judged by members of the convention staff. Although it's a volunteer position, moderators are given a VIP pass for the weekend and a very coveted parking pass. They are also given the responsibility of making sure Pensacon guests have the best time possible.
One of the things I love doing is making sure through my role and my little bit in Pensacon that the attendees have a good time, that I'm facilitating this conversation they're having with their idols.
When you're able to easily transition and let the audience enjoy that person or their presence, it makes it so much worthwhile.
You just never know who you're going to run into. Michael Rooker, when he was here, we ran into him at the bar at Seville, and I was like, hey, can I buy you a drink? And he was like, Pensacon's buying all my drinks. And he grabs my wife's cell phone out of her hand and says, but let's take a picture.
And while we're talking about Rooker, Julio Diaz was a moderator for what became a legendary panel at the Sanger Theater a few years back.
When we have the solo Michael Rooker panel, he comes in, okay, you know, this is what we're going to do. Great. I come out, I introduce him. He grabs me, signs my shirt, takes the microphone out of my hand, and boom, he's gone into the audience. And it was fantastic. It was amazing to watch. But for me, it was just like, okay, I have no control over this anymore. But it's a legendary panel because he was great. He went around talking to everybody and making jokes and making friends, and everybody loved him.
Every moderator has their own favorite experience, both on and off the stage.
The very first year of Pensacon, Walter Jones from Power Rangers, who played the Black Ranger, was a guest. And I had told someone else that I knew that was a smaller guest at the convention, a friend of mine, that when I was little, I had a crush on him. And somehow it got back around to Walter Jones. And I'm standing in the celebrity room, and someone taps me on the shoulder. He, like, grabs me and hugs me, and I turn bright red because they were, like, you know, told him that I had a crush on him as a kid. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm all blushed red.
My wife was at her gym, and she texts me, hey, I'm running on the treadmill next to the dad from Dawson's Creek. And I respond, no, you're running on the treadmill next to the Flash, which is way more impressive.
I had the best experience ever when I got to moderate Judith Hogue. She came up, gave me a great hug. I got to talk to her about her role on the one of those movies that is a guilty pleasure of mine, Armageddon. I said, you know, that's a scene. As a dad, I always get teared up. She goes, oh, my God, you too? And we talked about that for a few minutes, and I was just touched by her. She was the nicest person.
You know, as moderators, we're kind of supposed to be invisible, but we're really not. People recognize what we do, and they know if you're doing a good job or not. And it's really rewarding to me if I'm walking around the convention and someone stops me and says, hey, I saw you on that panel. You did a really great job. That feels really good because they're not there to see you. And if they still see that you did a good job, that means a lot.
There's something for everybody. There's not just panels with celebrities. There's a film festival. There's workshops on how to be an actor in Pensacola, how to do improv, how to make films, how to build really cool props, how to make costumes. There's all sorts of stuff for kids, for adults. And it's really, really cool to see what it's doing to our community. Every business in Pensacola gets in on it. Every restaurant, every bar. And it's just really cool to see our community come together and make this happen.
Christina Cusack, Jared Cash, Brooke Hardy, Evan Johns, and Julio Diaz, along with a host of others, will be your moderators this year at Pensacon, February 23rd through 25th. And full disclosure, so will I. Bob Barrett, WWF News.